Now, the 25th of October 1920 is the anniversary of the death of Terence McSweeney, the young Lord Mayor of Cork and Sinn Féin MP, the ardent revolutionary who died in Brixton Prison after a 74-day hunger strike. But Terence McSweeney was not the only hunger striker to die that day. The other man was Joe Murphy, who died that night in Cork jail. But Joe Murphy's story has been largely overlooked down the years until the news of a decision by government to award a 1917-21 official service medal in recognition of Joe Murphy's fight for independence, a decision which has delighted his grandniece Shirley Kelleher, who told our reporter Christopher McKevitt about the delight of her entire family.
Well, my father is Joe Murphy's nephew, and he's the last one of his family surviving. He's 89, and he actually got very emotional when we broke the news to him, because as you can imagine, all his life he has been fighting for that, and he's just thrilled. He got very emotional in it. So we're looking forward to actually receiving the medal and showing it to him. I'm sure he'll be over the moon.
Because, of course, Joe Murphy's contribution, that hunger strike that he endured and on which he died, very much overshadowed because he died on the same day as Terence McSweeney, the Lord Mayor of Cork.
Absolutely. And I'm sure all the publicity went towards Terence McSweeney being the Lord Mayor of Cork. But in the meantime, a couple of hours later, our Joe Murphy had passed away. Now, he was honoured and celebrated in where he comes from in Polyjuff, and everybody knows where Joe Murphy's house is, and there's a plaque on it to honour him. And we certainly try and keep him alive as much as we can.
And that was Joe Murphy's grandniece, Shirley Kelleher, talking to Christopher McKevitt. Let's talk briefly to Dr. John Borgonova from the School of History at UCC, who is an expert in the War of Independence in Munster. Many of you will know his name, of course, as he's assistant editor of the absolutely fantastic Atlas of the Irish Revolution. And Munster was quite, even though Terence McSweeney, I suppose John Borgonova would be one of the more famous names, a lot of stories like Joe Murphy's to be told about those times in Munster.
Yeah, thanks for having me. There is, as you said, there are just layers and layers and layers of the narrative that happened here, the different aspects, different characters. And so you think about something as major as the hunger strike. Again, we've kind of foreshadowed Terence McSweeney for good reason. That was where a lot of the international tension was. But there are also these stories of other participants, you know, Joe Murphy, another member who died was Mick Fitzgerald, who was from North Cork, and then, of course, the survivors as well. So as we kind of move throughout the commemorative process, it's some of these lesser-known figures who are no less compelling kind of come into the frame as well.
Now, I know that there's going to be a special meeting in UCC about all of this tomorrow night. And tomorrow, of course, we're coming down in anniversaries at the moment. Tomorrow's the anniversary of the Lord Mayor of Cork, Tomás McCurtain, being shot by the RIC. And that, of course, led to Terence McSweeney in his turn becoming mayor.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the reasons McSweeney was such a key character in all this was the assassination of McCurtain had been international news, and his successor then is on hunger strike, and that becomes an even bigger story. But in a way, all the attention went to McSweeney in Brixton Prison in London, where he'd been deported, while his colleagues in Cork Men's Prison remained on hunger strike. And so kind of the international media lens went one way, so it very much became a media story relating to the successor of McCurtain also facing death, also giving the British government a big dilemma about whether to release him or to bear the consequences.
Fascinating stuff. You still have spaces for that meeting in UCC tomorrow night? I'd love to go if I was in Cork, I swear to God.
There's always space, and there's always more stories to unpack and to explore as well.
Okay, and people, I'm sure if they check you out online, they'll be able to find out more about all of this?
Sure, and my colleague Gabriel Doherty's convening that. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. John Borgonova, for joining us on the News at One today.